to be able to put the program together and the event together, you know, we had to start planning last fall, and there was just not enough information about how COVID was going to play out, so we canceled. But we developed some mini campaigns throughout the year, and right now the one we're holding is called the You Care campaign, and it's simply like this: you give because you care. We serve because you give. And, you know, some of our programs are funded by the United Way and through the donations of individuals, corporations. Some are funded by grants, you know, and that kind of thing. But we need support from individuals in our community to help underwrite programs for those who need us the most. And Christine is going to talk a little bit about some of those programs. But if anyone would like to look at our programs online, I want to draw the attention to our website. And if you're looking from Facebook, you can see. But if you're driving in your car, just make a mental note. All you need to do is look for abouteldercare.org. But I wanted Christine to also talk about some of our programs that are available and the opportunities at Eldercare.
Angie Thompson and Christina Bishop are here with us. They're from Eldercare, talking about the You Care campaign, which has already started. And Christina, why don't you go ahead and talk about some of those programs?
Well, we're always excited to talk about our programs when we get that opportunity. And one of the things that we wanted to do today was mention that we have some job opportunities going on at Eldercare. We are growing and looking to build our team. And if you are, you know, inclined and you have a compassion for the elderly and you want to help them, or you're even looking for something new and you're just excited about, you know, getting back out into the swing of things. I know we've got COVID kind of ramping up a little bit again, but we're really trying to build up our programs and build our team during this time. So our Brighter Living program, we are looking to hire a scheduler. So if you like putting puzzles together and kind of, you know, creating good environments for families, that's something you might want to consider. We have a need for CNAs all the time. We are looking for housekeepers. So if any of those things kind of resonate, or you're thinking you want to try something new, one of the things that we really do at Eldercare is try to build a support system around our employees. And we're always looking for ways to kind of increase their incentives, increase the things that matter most to them. You know, the people that are on the ground working, caregiving, making our programs work, they are the key to our success and to the people we serve having fulfilling lives. And so we want to support them. And so we're looking for ways to do that. And if you are interested in an opportunity at Eldercare, as Angie mentioned, go to our website, take a look at what's available, and reach out to us. Don't think just because you've never done something that that kind of takes you out of the picture. We want you to give us a call and talk to us.
And again, that website is abouteldercare.org. Angie's holding it up on the Facebook Live video if you can see it. And we're talking with Angie Thompson and Christina Bishop about Eldercare today, the You Care campaign, and some of the other opportunities at Eldercare. And obviously, I've heard your guys' radio ads. And let's talk a little bit about what Eldercare is. If someone was listening and they weren't 100% sure what some of that money would go to, what do you guys do to serve the elderly in our community?
Well, I'd like to say a couple of things. First of all, who we serve are the individuals in our community and surrounding communities within 10 counties, you know, around Washington County. That's Nowata, Osage, and surrounding communities. We serve mature adults ages 65 and older, and our goal, all of our programs are designed to help mature adults stay happy, healthy, and independent in their own homes. You know, we all want choices. You know, right now in Oklahoma, 19% of our demographic are over the age of 65, and that's growing. You know, I'm getting close to that number, okay? So I want Eldercare to be here in the next few years, so I'm supporting it. But you know what Christina said about the team approach? This is so great. You know, I was interviewing one of our employees who's been with Eldercare for 13 years, Larry McGregor, and asking him, Larry, tell me, what makes Eldercare special? And he thought about it. He said, it is a teamwork environment that lets you live out your life's calling. I mean, how amazing is that? A team approach to living your life's calling. Who would not want to be in an environment where you can do what you're created to do and help others? So we're helping seniors live at home and have choices. I know Christina's written some pieces that we've published in our prime times just about that subject of having choices, and elder care does that.
Once again, talking with Angie Thompson and Christina Bishop. AboutElderCare.org is the website, and they're in the middle of the You Care campaign. You mentioned the good, the bad, the barbecue. You said the planning for that starts in the fall, so I would guess maybe you're thinking about 2022's version.
Is
that right? So
absolutely.
Hopefully you're planning for that one this coming
May
spring, right?
7th, yes, at Hughes Ranch, and okay. You don't want to miss it. We're already planning it. It's going to be a great time. It'll be our first year to actually be at Hughes Ranch. You know, they've got all of those wild horses out there. It's a beautiful place. The great space for our party, the Hughes house is amazing. You know, John and Lorna Hughes built that, you know, and he was a great figure in our community, just did so many great things for our area. But yeah, that's Saturday, May 7th at the Hughes Ranch.
Awesome. And the You Care campaign already gaining some momentum. We'll take our break in the program. We'll come back and continue to talk with Angie and Christina from Elder Care after this. Community Connection on K1. Thanks to Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. It's 842, 71 degrees.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
K1 loves birthdays. Each morning we announce all area birthdays, and one name is chosen to receive a certificate for a birthday meal. From Dink's Pit Barbecue, Rita's Cocina Mexicana, Pop's, Daylight Donuts, or Sterling's Grill. If you or someone you know has an upcoming birthday, give us a call. 918-336-1001 and give us the details. We'll announce their name and maybe choose them as our daily winner at our K1 Birthday Club.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
You're listening to K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now FM 95.1. Headed west, it's a community connection. Thanks again to Arnold Moore, Niekamp Funeral Home. Angie Thompson and Christina Bishop are with us talking about elder care. Their website again, abouteldercare.org. They've got some campaigns up and going to help make up for the fact that the barbecue was canceled this past spring due to COVID. And Christina, I know, wanted to talk a little bit about kind of some of the people that you guys serve. I know that Angie mentioned that before, but who is Elder Care for and who do you guys serve?
Well, Evan, we want you to know that we serve the community, like Angie said, but what I want to focus on is that we really talk to individuals. Our programs are designed to meet with families where they're at and develop plans, goals with them, their goals. And then we help them meet those goals. And then we can set new goals. But we are person-centered care. So if you have a need or you're concerned about something and you just want to come in and talk to one of us at Elder Care, it doesn't cost you anything to do that. Come in. We are experienced with all different scenarios. We work with, you know, Medicare, private insurances, VA, Medicaid. We try to reach everyone and design plans that work with everyone in mind. And so what I want, you know, the public to know is that there's no problem too big or small. Our programs are here to help you live your best life, and that's what we want to do. So come in and talk to us. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about it. We're going to, you know, take precautions. If you want to come in and visit with us, if you want to call us on the phone, we're going to get back with you and figure those things out. So there's lots of resources. We live in a wonderful community, and like Angie said, we have the support of the United Way and grants and wonderful people who want to help this community thrive.
Christina Bishop, once again talking with us about elder care. You had mentioned some jobs opening earlier. If people are just joining us, let's talk a little bit more about those, and if someone was interested, how they could apply or maybe read more about them.
All right. So, yes, our Brighter Living program is hiring. We're looking for a scheduler, maybe two. We have openings for CNAs, both in our Brighter Living and our Adult Day Health. Housekeeping. So if, you know, you enjoy doing those things, organizing and helping someone feel like their environment can be better, or just helping them meet their needs, we want you to come and talk to us. We're looking for an activities coordinator as well in our Adult Day Health. So if you have a passion and an energy that leads to developing ideas and programs that our seniors can do in the Adult Day Health, we would love to talk to you, because we're looking for someone who has that energy and wants to be a part of a team.
I know Angie kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but you mentioned having energy and passion, but having a job like that or applying for a job like that, I would think a little bit more enriching than perhaps, you know, pushing papers around or something like that.
We are people-centered, and so all of us work together as a team. We're supportive of one another. We want to foster an environment of care, a family-like environment, so when our families come in or reach out to us, we're providing that kind of care. And so we have our jobs up on our website. You can look at our website. You can call the 918-336-8500. And talk to Sheila. She'll answer the phone and get you directed. But just reach out to us, whether it's online, whether it's through over the phone. We'll get you directed in the right direction there. So give us a call.
Christina Bishop talking with us, and Angie Thompson in as well, about eldercare.org. And Angie, let's the hit on the You Care campaign one more time as well.
Just real briefly. We want people to feel like they're making a difference, and I think that it's more, for me, it's more than just give me your donation. For me, it's let me help you find a connection with what our mission is about. You know, we're all going to get there someday. We need to think about what the future is going to be like, and it's more about making that connection with people than it is let me just have your money. You know, we're in this community. I have lived here my entire life. I want to live the rest of my life in this community. I'm here to visit with people about making those connections, and they can call me at 918-336-8500. I'd love to help them get connected with making a contribution that really matters and makes a difference.
Angie Thompson again with Elder Care. She's holding the sign up on Facebook, but it is about eldercare.org. You Care campaign ongoing. They're still hiring for some of those positions. I assume that info is on the website too. Yes, about eldercare.org, and mark your calendars for May 7th next year, right? Okay, keep that in mind, too, at DeHughes Ranch for the good, the bad, the barbecue, which hopefully will be twice as good as the last one.
Absolutely. We're planning on that.
Absolutely. Angie Thompson, Christina Bishop from aboutelderCare.org. Anything else, guys?
That's it for me.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in this morning. Community Connection on K1. Thanks to Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home. We'll have Oklahoma news coming up at 8:55. 71 degrees. Glad you're with us.
Hello, I'm Pastor Wendell Abbott, pastor of the First Church of God in Nowata, Oklahoma. I want to talk to you this morning about something that took place a long time ago, something that I have experienced in my own life, and something I hope you've experienced in yours too. Jesus took my place, and Jesus took your place. Of course, what I'm speaking of, what I'm talking about, is that Jesus Christ came into this world, taught us how to live a Christian life, and then died on a cross for you and me, shedding his blood for the forgiveness of our sin. You see, he took our place. I want you to know with all of my heart that I believe that Jesus died for you too, and he took your place. If you want to know more about that, come and visit us, First Church of God in Nowata, Oklahoma. Our services start at 10 o'clock. We will be glad to share the gospel message with you. Come see us.
Our cool weather's about to leave. We still have about a day for some below normal temperatures. It'll start to warm up a little bit tomorrow, then hot and humid weather this weekend. Today, there will be a storm system nearby that could provide a few scattered showers near southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma, maybe even a rumble of thunder later. Highs today of 86 and a south breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow's high of 93, south winds at 15 to 20, a hot and humid weekend, a chance of storms Saturday night and Sunday morning. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm NewsZone 6's Alan Crone.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
As the season rolls on, we carry St. Louis Cardinals baseball on AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now FM 95.1, K1.
Driving stays fair. It's a home run. Get fair, baby. Get fair. Home run for Yadier Molina. All right.
Listen to the Redbirds search for another pennant on K1. Thanks to United Linen and Uniform, Arvest Wealth Management, Tacos Maria, Total Communications, Total CSI, Bartnet IP, The Dunges, Family of Autos, and United Rentals. Listen to the St. Louis Cardinals all season long on K1. Listen to John Rooney,
Cardinal Baseball on 1400 K1,
and Mike Shannon,
Cardinal Baseball on FM 93.3.
And now serving Osage County on FM 95.1. The St. Louis Cardinals on K1.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to Arvest Bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Keeping your lawn and garden looking great is hard. It's even harder if you don't know what you're doing. Tune in Saturday mornings at 8 to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 for the Green Country Gardener with our expert Larry Glass. The Green Country Gardener is brought to you by Kelly Banks Tree Service. Green Thumb.